我叫做郑济文 ，My name is Choi Man Chen， I'm musician。
Tell me about the Qingying Arts Center's 10th anniversary concert this weekend.
这个星期六 Saturday 是 UBC Chan Center.
The concert is at the UBC Chan Center. It is part of our 10-year anniversary celebrations.
在这场音乐会我请到独奏家。
We'll be joined by a long-time friend of mine, Ms. Ma Xiaowei.She is an erhu soloist and formerly first erhu player at Shanghai National Orchestra.
So what has it been like teaching traditional Chinese music in the Lower Mainland over the last 10 years?
Actually, we not only teach Chinese music, we also teach the piano, the violin, and we offered courses in the electronic organ and guitar.But our main focus has always been on Chinese instrumental music. Over the last 10 years, we have put on over 30 concerts, and that excludes performances on the street or in shopping malls. Those were staged concerts.
How has it been introducing traditional Chinese music to Westerners?
In my dictionary, there's no distinction between Western and Chinese, mainstream and non-mainstream. There's no such division. My dictionary has only good music and bad music.
My name is Xiaohui Ma, and I'm the erhu player, which is the two-string, a kind of Chinese violin with very, very warm and sensitive song.
What brings you to Vancouver?
Mr. Zheng Jiming, we are old friends, and for me, he's a kind of a hero.
And how did you meet each other?
In fact, at that time, he was the leader professional musician in traditional Hong Kong orchestra, and I was invited by traditional Hong Kong orchestra at that time. It was about 19 years ago.And I was very young, so I respect him very much. And then we become friends.
So where did you learn to play the erhu?
Yeah, when I was 6 years old. And actually, I'm a university girl, and my both parents, they are professors, but not for music. My father, he's engineer, he's geology. And, you know, to study the stars and the stones. My mother, she's engineering how to build the bridge and the station, so which is nothing happened with music. But they are music lovers.They are dear, darling music lovers, so that's why we have three instruments, violin, Western violin, and accordion, and the erhu. And my first choice, it was violin because it's so beautiful and romantic. And I was only 6 years old, and after a few weeks, my neck is something wrong, you know. And the second choice was accordion because the song, I can imagine, behaved like a symphony orchestra, but it was too heavy for me. And the erhu, it was the last choice because I think they're not pretty, you know. Looks so simple. I don't believe can be, you know, so powerful instrument. But after a few weeks and...I really discover it's very difficult to play the intonation and the bone between the two strings with the snake skin and with the bamboo. All the red wood, that's the body of this instrument, the sound comes from such mini box. But somehow it's so deep, related with the human spirit and soul. But at that time, I cannot say so, express so well. But, and after a few months, I found a connection with this instrument. And when I was 6 and a half, I was playing in front of the audience for the university. Then they say, Xiaohui, you have a great talent. So that gives me the good confidence. I'm...very lucky, has been traveling around the world and received many good reviews, but I never play, and especially public for Vancouver audience, actually, this is my beautiful dream, and today it's happened. And I do believe through my instrument and music, I will have many more friends around the world.
Well, my name is Burnett Thompson, and I'm from Washington, D.C. And I came up as a guest of Jiang Zemin, and who is also hosting a concert with my colleague Ma Xiaohui from Shanghai. And it's a long story, but in short, Ma Xiaohui and I have been collaborating actually over the last 8 years.
Now, you play jazz piano, and so when you're collaborating with Ma Xiaohui, are you playing in a Chinese classical style, or are you playing jazz?
Traditional Chinese music is always being arranged and rearranged, not really unsimilar to or dissimilar to jazz or American popular music. For instance, Ma Xiaohui has arrangements of marvelous pieces that might stem from the 20s or before that are arranged for Western orchestra, traditional Chinese orchestra, and there's just all these different possibilities. And everything is also arranged for piano. And then of late, as I play these pieces over and over again, I get dissatisfied and I start doing my own arrangements of the pieces. And actually, Saturday night, we're doing two of my arrangements of her pieces.
So how do you blend the sort of Chinese and Western styles of music?
To me, it's a natural fit, I would say that. And really, jazz has influences from all over. For instance, in New Orleans, you had African music, Spanish music, French music, European music, religious music, really music of diverse sources. And to me, Chinese music is music from yet another source.
You're based in Washington, D.C., and how did you become interested in learning about Chinese music?
Well, it was an act of God, really, because I got a call from the Kennedy Center, and they asked me to do a concert basically the next day. And the musician that they brought in was Ma Xiaohui. And we stayed loosely in contact. Last year, we became much more serious about collaborating. She urged me to go to China, and, you know, and so forth. It's had a snowball effect.
And what was that experience like going to China?
Crazy. A lot of food, a lot of people, and a lot of Mandarin. And it inspired me to get my act together and study Mandarin.
So I guess there's a lot of opportunity for this sort of music in terms of fusing Western and Chinese classical music together.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, I met, on a somewhat tangential note, kind of the jazz crowd there in Shanghai, and wound up actually inviting a couple of Shanghai musicians who have rearranged music from the Shanghai jazz age of the 20s and 30s in very modern context. And I was able to bring them to Washington, and we did, in fact, do a concert at the Kennedy Center and a couple of other places. And they were a big hit in Washington. It was quite exciting to see the interest in this music that was clearly Chinese.